Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. The group of Jewish leaders in Rome have asked Paul to tell them what he knows about the sect, this section of Israel called the Way, or called Christians. And so they, verse 23 of Acts 28, they appointed him a day, and many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets from morning till evening. Now I want to, before we get into the end result of that message, I want to look closely at what Paul preaches. We don't know the words entirely that he uses. We do have a little bit. We'll see that. But we do know the topic. And the topic is, he explains the kingdom of God. He testifies of the kingdom of God. How? By persuading them concerning Jesus from the law of Moses and the prophets. So when Paul preaches the kingdom, and this is a running narrative in the New Testament, when Paul preaches the kingdom, he is not preaching the future. He's preaching the present. It's just like John the Baptist saying it's at hand. It's like Jesus telling his disciples, go preach that the kingdom of God has come. It's like Jesus telling the Pharisees, if I cast these out by Beelzebub, then a house divided won't stand. But if I cast these devils out by the power of God, you must admit the kingdom has come upon you. He's testifying of the kingdom, speaking of what he's seen. He knows the kingdom of God has arrived, and he knows it because it concerns Jesus. But notice the end of 23. The kingdom does not only concern Jesus. The Jesus that Paul is preaching, he does not have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to preach Jesus. He has the law of Moses and the prophets. First of all, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John may not exist yet. Second, Jews wouldn't have really given all that much concern to the writings of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, not when their heart is attached to Moses. And Moses' writings and the prophetic writings were the Torah and all of the subsequent writings of the Old Testament prophets. And so Paul has to use the proof text that they have, which is the writings of Moses and the prophets. So he does something phenomenal. If I were to say to you, open your Bible and tell me everything you can about Jesus, you'll probably start in Matthew. What if I were to say to you, open your Bible and tell me everything you can about Jesus, and you can't go past Malachi? Well, a lot of Christians would be lost. They would say, well, I don't know that you can prove Jesus. And yet the method of preaching the gospel of Jesus to the New Testament disciples and apostles was not to use the book of Romans, which didn't exist yet, but was to use the law and the prophets, because they were preaching the gospel of Jesus to Jewish people. And Jewish people had as their scripture the law and the prophets. When Paul says to Timothy to study the word to show himself approved, he's not talking about study Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He's talking about study the word you know. And so this is, to me, it's fascinating. I'd love to hear all of the sources that Paul uses in this journey towards Jesus through the Old Testament. We do have a little bit of what he said, and we'll look at that tomorrow. And we'll also see the end result of the sermon, because it might not be as overwhelmingly successful as you would think a Apostle Paul sermon might be. We'll see that tomorrow, and we'll see you as well. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.